It's Sunday, December the 21st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Cult Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Picks and weeks are what you're looking forward to today's episode. No reviews, nothing else, and this will be our final episode before Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all of you listening to this over the Christmas
break. Happy Hanukkah, y'all.
Yes, all the other celebrated holidays.
Festivus.
Yes. Make sure that we're playing in your family's dining room on Christmas morning.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They'll love it.
Look forward to the end. We'll sing our own rendition of, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Silent Night.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, what's up?
Nothing much, you know.
So, Tinder. See my segue?
You're just shoving this, eh?
See my segue? Oh, my segues are so good.
I should have brought it up after. Though.
Yeah, and then what happened? So, you went on a Tinder date.
Or I attempted to go on a
Tinder date.
I attempted to go on a Tinder date.
And who? So, this girl obviously swiped left or right?
I think it's right to say
she swiped right, and you guys matched up. And I assume that you made the first move, and you're like, hey.
No, she was like, hey.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
It was her?
Yeah.
Oh. What happened?
Nothing. We're like, let's meet at the movies. And then she never showed up at the movies.
What?
And then I went back on my Tinder, and she unmatched me. And I was like,
You even knew what movie?
Yeah, we were supposed to be at the I'm not going to say where the theater is, but
yeah. Meet at is she the from Helen?
Stony Creek?
I'll find her. I'll find the girl who broke your heart.
Whatever. That was it. That's the whole story.
So what you're saying is she showed up. She saw you, obviously. And then she left.
But my pictures are on the thing.
Yeah, but people do not look like what they look like on their pictures.
I look immaculate.
Yeah, like, personally. You don't know that Vince is, like, totally, like, juiced up.
From his, yeah, like, I look nothing like I look in my pictures, man. I'm like even better looking in person.
Okay, so well, I. There you go. Humble pie.
Clearly, you're not.
I think she just got intimidated. Like, she's like, damn, he's too good looking.
So this is what we eat here at Threes in the Basement on our Christmas dinners. Humble pie. For anyone interested.
Too good looking.
So, Anthony, the only thing I can say about that is, man.
And I followed it up with Merry Christmas.
Yay! I did get hot chocolate.
What?
I went.
Wait. Did you buy this hot chocolate?
I bought it.
No!
You got nothing. That's just sad. You just got sad hot chocolate, Anthony.
Sad hot chocolate's the best hot
chocolate. No, you don't want sad hot chocolate. Sad hot chocolate's cold.
It's cold in your heart.
Oh, man.
What?
You should have been like, yo, can I get a hot chocolate, but can I have a cold like her heart? Drake.
All right, Drake Obsessed. How was your week?
Oh, my God. I wasn't here last week, was I?
No.
No.
Oh, man. I totally blew $100.
Good.
On what?
It was awful. So I spent $50.
A magic.
To play a magic tournament.
Okay.
And then I paid $50 to sponsor someone else. They gave me some cards, but I really wouldn't rather have not spent $50. And it went 0-3. Good times for Blavin. Oh, it was awful.
Seems worth it. Seems worth it. Yeah.
The life of a magician, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. But yeah, man, it's good to be back. Apparently, you guys went some wanton spending last time week anyway.
Sorry?
You guys did some wanton spending, you know, just dropping bills.
Yeah, I dropped like $20.
Oh, come on. That pot wine was not $20.
It was $11, and then we had ramen, and that was like
$11. Ramen? And did you pay Vince for the gas?
I paid for his ticket for my into entrance. The
and how much was that?
Convention. $10. So I dropped like $30.
Whoa, that's a lot of money, bud. It's like 3 hours of work.
It's like,
you're talking about, it's like one and a half?
It's like 2 hours of work.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm proud of you. You always say that you're short on money. And here you are.
It's like $10. When I say that, I mean more like bigger purchases. Like I can't go buy an 80-inch Samsung curved 4K TV.
Why do you keep bringing an 80-inch Samsung?
Because I'm in the market, fool.
No, his mom was talking about buying a TV, and that's all I kept telling her was to do that. Yeah. So I'm trying to implant it.
No, she won't buy it.
Damn.
Yeah, you should buy like an old tube TV. CRT?
No, because who's going to have to carry that?
Me.
You? Yeah, you're going to carry that?
I'm delivery, man.
I didn't realize I sold tube TVs over at the Best Buy still.
Absolutely. I still have two of those in my house.
I have three of them.
One of them, or so I kept one because, or so I got a new TV like a couple years ago, like a flat screen. And my dad was like, all right, so you can throw out your tube TV. And I'm like, I can't, because I need that for the retro games, because like, there's lag on the HD TV. Okay. So I hid it in a corner. in a house that no one goes in the house in the part of the house that no one goes to,
including yourself.
No, yeah, including me too. Because so
I never. It's just collecting dust.
So it's over there. And then I guess when I move out, then I'll have that TV.
Ooh. That's the TV you're gonna take with you.
Well, I can take mine plus that one.
Okay.
You know what I want for Christmas, guys?
Two front teeth.
Tell me.
And I really hope that somebody gets it for me.
Love.
Friendship.
World peace.
Oh.
No, I
F
want.
F off. F off.
No, I want blinds for my room that are light tight.
I have those. They're good.
Yeah. Light tight.
Yeah, because like when I wake up in the morning,
they don't let in any sunlight.
Yeah, because when I wake up in the morning, it's just rays of sunlight through my window and it just hurts.
I love it.
Go to Blinds to Go. Do it.
I just want it to be totally pitch black so I can, you know, sulk and stuff in pure darkness.
Go get some blinds.
What? I'm a sulking type.
You are.
Sulk.
You are.
Sulk. I am.
Guess what?
What?
I have no blinds.
That sucks.
No, I don't.
What the hell do you
do? We got new windows and we took out my blinds and I'm like, I just haven't put them back.
So, what's it like?
You just put a towel on top of it?
I do for the washroom, but not for my room.
Oh, not for your room?
Just so, when in the morning, you just go... Whoosh.
So, in the morning, when I'm changing, and I'm naked, people can see me.
So, people see how juiced you are?
Pretty much.
Like, juiced bullies, bulking season!
Yeah, that's my life.
Seems like I need to be here more often.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Wait,
what?
What? What? That's what you should have been instead of the Tinder.
Did I say that out loud in my bed?
But seriously, though,
I
need those.
Okay.
I didn't think I'd actually need something practical. Ugh, I'm growing old.
Are you really saying you don't like the light hitting your face when you wake up?
No, I'm not. I'm not that good looking.
Oh, man, I love it.
You know when you wake up...
Do you have an out-of-body experience in the morning? Do you see yourself sleeping?
Like, no, but, like, I mean, you know how people, they wake up and it's just glorious?
That's how I feel every morning.
Yeah, but me, it's like...
I hate mornings so much.
What? Mornings are awesome.
Mornings are the best part of the
balls!
Day.
Yeah.
Mornings suck.
You wake up, nobody's around.
No, I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to wake up.
Why?
And then I shuffle to the shower and I take a shower. And usually after the shower, it's fine. But that pre-shower state is the worst.
Mornings are great.
When you wake up early, there's so much more to the day.
Yeah.
You know what you can do in the morning? Day drinking.
That's sad.
You know how, yeah. You know how, like,
I wasn't going to say that, but okay, sure.
That's depressing.
I mean, I use my mornings to work out, but...
That's what I used my mornings for.
Hey, man.
Week. Wait, when you say morning, though, you mean 11.
10.
No, Vince means 8.
I mean 5.
That's not the morning.
What?
Yeah.
You're over the top.
That's not a
time. I don't
time.
Even day drink that early.
Oh.
Because you're still night drinking.
Yeah.
That's not drinking. A time.
Wow, you mean all these totally different things. Well, I'm sitting in front of a bottle of whiskey, you're playing games, and he's working out?
Wait, in the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
Oh, no, in the morning I'm at the gym.
Yeah. He's sleeping. We just established 10 to 11 is not
morning.
How
are you awake in the gym? You're gonna drop the bar yourself.
I told you, post-shower, it's all good. Pre-shower.
You take a shower
before you go to the gym?
Yes.
What about after the gym?
I rinse.
Why don't you just take a shower after?
Because I feel like shit.
That's the whole point when you're at the gym.
No, I want to...
Just get jacked and get smelly.
It's not like a musk smell. It's not like a sweat. It's like a fucking stank smell.
Get used to it. It's
like, I just... Like, I was just... I, like,
it's
I Dutch,
the guy.
Like,
it's
a Dutch
the
oven.
Gym.
Like, it's like a guy who just got out of a bed who was Dutch ovened.
Good.
That's my bed. Just gonna let gas. It's natural.
All right.
Okay, so...
How long are we into this podcast?
I don't know. 10
yeah, minutes. It's pretty good, though, that you've had an insight into our lives. Our mornings.
I don't know what they're going to do with that information.
They're going to send me a bottle of whiskey is what they're going to do. They're going to send Vince a bunch of weights.
Do you just want my Jack Daniels that I bought?
Like, and then you, we're going to send an alarm clock.
Yeah.
I need more than that.
Yeah. Which brings me actually to my pick of the week.
Oh, we're there? We're there?
Yeah.
That's a good... It's good.
It's a good segue, right?
Is it wake-up club?
I wasn't going to say the word, but good.
Because
you never recognize
it. So basically, what? What is a segue?
It's the thing you
ride on. What I was going to talk about this week is that there's a new app called Wakey. And what it does So what it does is that somebody...
I'm going to read this while he explains it.
...calls you in the morning and talks to you to wake you up. The conversation usually lasts around 50 seconds, I think. And you can pay premium for it to talk longer. And stop going on Tinder, Anthony. And you can also... And you can also pay an extra fee to link up with that person again. So, yeah, you just wake you up and somebody from France is like, "Oh, hello, I know you wanted to wake up this at this time," and then they wake you up, and then you do the same thing.
That's your French accent?
Why does this have to be about my French accent? Anyway. But this is what the app's about. Do you guys think it's something you guys would do?
It's pretty cool.
We should try it for a week.
Vita had something like this where it's called Wake Up Club.
Okay.
And you and your friends join a wake-up club, and you all set your alarm for the same time.
Yeah.
And then the last person to wake up loses. And so, like, if you wake up first, you hit your PS Vita, and then you won the wake-up club, and you get points.
It sounds like an easy way to destroy my Vita.
Well, it depends. You're not punching it.
I'm going to throw it across the room.
Press a button.
But can you imagine waking up and then there's just some hot girl on the other end, Anthony?
It's probably not what it is. Like, I imagine 90% of the time it's some dude and you're like, "Yo, wake up! Hurry up! I gotta go!" And then he hangs up the phone.
Yeah, that probably will be it. I'm thinking that's probably gonna be the case. Probably gonna be a lot of planks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea. It doesn't interest me at all. Yeah. Have you tried it?
No.
I also don't have an iPhone, so.
No. It's for Android, too.
Oh, is it?
My friends tried it and they said it's pretty fun.
I'm sure it's a lot more fun to be the caller than the one receiving the call.
Yeah.
I'll just play like...
I don't know if I got Anthony, I'd be like, "Hey."
No, I'll just play like Flight of the Valkyries. It's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And then Vince would be like, "Have you accepted Weeaboos as your lord and savior?"
Totally. Like, "What?
My waifu." And he drops the phone.
That would be cool, yeah. I should just drop like clan KKK messages.
What? I think you get reported.
Would I?
But what if you do that and someone pays that premium to connect with you again?
Oh, man.
Hey, I see you're a supporter of our cause.
All hail the white supremacy.
How?
It's like, you're not going to like what you see on this football paper.
You want to upgrade to video messaging?
If only they saw my picture, they would be so disappointed.
It's my pick of the week.
That's great.
And there's Drake Christmas cards, too, which I want to get.
Give me an example of a Drake.
Oh, I saw those.
Yeah, one of them was Santa's like, "What do you want from Christmas, young man?" He's like, "No friend zone."
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I'm down.
Cool. I'll go next. Mine are pretty quick. So, you guys like cartoons and anime?
Yeah.
What about your childhood cartoons and anime?
Yeah. Oh my god, I saw this.
Oh yes. Okay, so I'm gonna start with the one that no one really cares about.
Is it Ned's Newt?
No. That's not an anime.
It's a cartoon, though.
Shut up. Anyways. We all like card games, right?
Okay. Oh my god, here we go.
Here we go. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
20th anniversary of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yo.
They're doing a 20th anniversary anime movie of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
Now, being the cynical man I am, I thought this would just be another recut, remaster, re-edit of the series into a movie.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not.
What?
Brand new movie, brand new storyline using the original Seto Kaiba and Yami Yugi.
Oh.
Is Joey Seto Wheeler Kaiba. In it?
Yes. All the original cast.
Is Tristan Arcus in it?
Tristan, the other face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The triangle hair.
Oh, yeah, triangle.
Oh, nice.
And who's the girl?
I don't know.
Taya. Leone. Her name was Taya.
Oh, Taya. Okay, yeah. I was like, are you making
She had Dark Magician Girl, right?
Huh?
She had Dark Magician Girl?
No. She was the useless one who drew on all their hands in the beginning. It's like, Taya, why would you draw on all her hands?
Yeah, they put their fists together and then she'd the symbol to connect
and then they're
them.
All friends.
It's like, Taya, stop it.
We should do that.
We should.
We had that ring pop picture already.
Yeah, but we should draw, like, we should tattoo.
Like, actual tattoos, like, for realsies tattoos. Uh-huh.
Girl.
You'll never forget.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in.
The other one that I want to bring up was Digimon.
Digital Monsters.
So Digimon is taking their 15-year anniversary, and to celebrate that, they've been teasing this project for a past year, and in our Pixel Week, I've included a poster of it. It's called Digimon Adventures Try. Now, this takes the original cast and speeds up time to see what happens when they're in high school.
Hot.
Nothing has been released, just a teaser and this poster, and the first thing you'll notice about the poster is they've gone for a different art style.
They did.
And it looks...
gorgeous.
Yeah.
I didn't get the email.
What?
Say what?
I didn't get the email.
You're lying.
I didn't get it.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, okay, forget anything.
I could tell who's who.
Yeah, I could too.
Which is pretty cool.
I didn't get it.
Check your Hotmail account.
Anyway, here, I'll just show you the picture. Okay, go on.
Send it to my Gmail. Oh, I saw this. This is cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited?
I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah. I used to have a huge crush on Sora, so hopefully...
Sora?
She's a hottie patati in this one.
I was all about Mimi.
You would be, right?
Who's the brunette right in the middle at the top?
Brunette right in the middle? I think that's Sora.
She got
gonna do?
I think it's Sora, yeah, and then...
She's got no hat.
Sora? Oh, yeah, yeah, she has a blue hat.
I don't know, man. I think my heart's set out to Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would.
You got it.
I would. I would. He still has that fucking angsty look on his face.
I love how they're all in the air for some reason.
Why not?
Hot.
They're traveling to the Digiworld.
Yeah, yeah. I hope all the old Digimon come back, like Piedmon. And Piedmon.
You really like Piedmon?
And Piedmon.
Okay. Who was the vampire one?
Piedmon? I don't know that one.
Why is that everything in quoted text? Demon, in this email?
No. I don't know. Angelwoman, though. Woof.
Angelwoman.
Ow. Vince, you're killing me here.
You shouldn't have told me that you loved Hotmail so much.
The fuck are you doing?
When I told you to convert to Gmail, you're like, but I got Hotmail.
No, I got Gmail. Hotmail. I have a Gmail account.
Yeah, well, now you got a Gmail account.
Send it to my Gmail!
And guess what?
Why is it like there's like a bajillion hiding quoted texts?
I told you to get a Gmail account 3 years ago. And you said to me, no, Hotmail's where it's at. I still use that MSN.
I did.
And you didn't move on? So man. In my address book, you're forever in Hotmail.
Yo, Padawan's so cute. What? He is super cute.
I was like, "Where is there a Padawan in this picture?"
Vince, no, but in general. And then he has like the air bubble. Shut up. I'm trying to talk about Padawan here. This is Padawan.
Pata pata Padawan.
That's what is that? Padawan.
Padawan.
Close enough.
Anthony's ruining this for everyone.
What the fuck? There's like a bajillion quoted texts in all here. Right,
but that's it from the pick of the week. Anything. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
Hold on.
I hope that we get new Digivices.
They just released the original ones.
Oh, yeah. But
these ones like $200 awesome. Ones?
They're $100.
It's like $200 ones?
Yeah. Me and Teach bought them.
Do you have them?
No. Hey, Teach.
Yeah?
Did you get your payment request for that Digivice?
Oh, yeah, I paid for it already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Dude, are we going to battle? Are we going to Digibattle?
Do you, like, connect them together? Is that how it works?
You just wiped the smile off my face.
I've never owned one.
Okay. Yes, you do. Well, Anthony, you do own some picks, so what are they?
So my pick is about The Interview, the new Seth Rogen and James Franco movie where they go to North Korea and try to kill Kim Jong-un. So there's been a bunch of, like, I guess controversy around this movie. Yeah, that's safe to say. And so there was actually... So the people who claim that they hacked Sony were threatening people who would go see The Interview. They sent out a letter to all major, or an email, I guess, to all major Cineplexes, those companies.
Yeah. Cineplex I.
And the letter states as such, warning, we will clearly show it to you and the very time and place The Interview will be shown, including the premiere. How bitter fate those who seek fun and terror should be doomed to. Soon all the world will see what an awful movie Sony Pictures Entertainment has made. The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September, 2001. We recommend you keep yourself distant from this time and place. If you have houses nearby, you'd better leave. Whatever comes in the coming days is called the greed of Sony Pictures Entertainment. All the world will denounce the Sony.
Mm.
And with that letter, Sony Pictures has actually canceled their New York premiere on Christmas Day of The Interview.
Mm.
And a lot of, or most pretty much, of major cineplexes in Canada and the U.S. have actually they said that they've postponed it, but it seems like they've canceled it. Their airings of The Interview.
Yes.
And this was, like, the hottest movie this year, right?
Well, everyone was looking forward to it, because, like...
I don't know if it was the hottest movie, but now it is.
Yeah, now it is. So, like, they had a good track record, like, coming off of, was it the End of the World movie?
Yeah, This is the End.
Right? And so everyone was kind of looking forward to it, and... I forget what these people are called. They're like something of peace, like the Messengers of Peace or something. But they have successfully, I guess, gotten this movie out of circulation.
Are they North Korea supporters? Or?
So they don't. We don't know the, or people don't know the identity of these people. But according to the CIA, they said that there's no intelligence that they have that would suggest that there will be an attack on movie theaters. But the movie theaters aren't going to take the chance, I guess, even if it does happen, or even if it doesn't happen. So it's kind of nuts. Like, do you guys feel that they did the right thing? Like, the movie theaters did the right thing of not airing the movie, or
yeah,
to make money? Yeah. for Sony, this is a great, great move.
If there's ever a chance, there's been some crazy stuff that's been happening recently, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they should have let it play it anyway.
Well, hey, there was that whole thing in Sydney, too, like at the cafe.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. If they play it, right, the worst that can happen is these threats are true, and it's real.
And stuff happens.
That's World War.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not World War. That's everyone versus North Korea.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a bit of an asshole, but hey, if that happens, that means it gives us a reason to shut them down.
So drop a bomb on it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Drop bows on them.
Drop bows
on them. But no, I shouldn't be promoting that. We do not want violence, but...
yeah, it's true.
But from a business aspect, I think it was a great move. Because it's like when Heath Ledger died.
Then everyone saw The Dark Knight.
Yeah. That's the only reason that movie made money.
And that's kind of the thing I'm getting from this, is like, now... I mentioned it on Twitter, but like, now that this movie is out of the theaters, or they're not going to be playing, I only want to see it more.
Exactly. You've fallen into Sony's trap.
Yeah, and if they're going to release it, like, DVD only, or if they will have, like, a delayed movie release or something, like, they outfit all the theaters with, like, anti-missile defenses.
Sure. Sure.
But yeah, like, I really want to see this movie, even more so, like, more so than my slight interest in seeing it. Now I have to see it.
Weird.
It looks funny.
Like, it looks hilarious.
Like, it looks like a funny movie, but I don't think this changes anything for me. Like, I'll watch it when I watch it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. It's just nuts. Like, it was crazy news that a movie, like, something as simple as a film could have...
No, that's totally true. That happens everywhere, all the time.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think it's to this degree. Like, we're gonna bomb all your theaters and... kill your civilians. Like, people get angry at movies that come out, but it's not like we're gonna drop on them.
I understand.
Yeah. There was also apparently out of that Sony hack, there was a scene that got leaked that they had to cut out of Kim Jong-un, like, dying in the movie. Like, it was a spoiler, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, but even that was pretty funny. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really want to see this movie. I just think it was a crazy story that some or the people would be like, yeah, we're gonna kill people if you play a movie.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the Vince's side where they should have played it.
Hey, I'm surprised, but it's like, you know, we're a free country. I'm surprised they just didn't play.
That's my big. It's not so much that, like, oh, stand up, fucking whatever, but
freedom of speech.
Yeah, I'm just like. It's the America, right? Land of the free. I'm surprised
that you let someone else tell you what to do.
Yeah, like, wow, like, you got talked down by a fairly tiny country.
Insurgent.
Yeah.
What, North Korea?
Yeah.
They're cray cray.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, they don't mean anything to the world in terms of world economic powers and stuff.
They don't have enough tech to be a threat to anybody either.
Yeah. So I'm surprised. Like, I get it. They're protecting what they feel that they need to protect.
Or what he feels he needs to protect.
Sure. Sure. But, whatever. I just would have loved to have seen what actually would have happened had this movie played.
They just played it anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, if it was an empty threat.
That's interesting.
I mean, if I were the president, I would do it. Obviously, I'd obviously have precautions set up, but...
Like, anti-missile defenses on every theater?
Sure. Vince is like, oh my god, you guys actually came. Oh, take him down, guys.
we're America! Did you not realize what would happen?
No, that's what I know.
I understand. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, what do you know? They showed up. Oh, well.
See ya.
Get them.
Would you fight as the president?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I thought you'd be like an action hero president.
I would be the most cowardly president around. I'd have like a spaceship ready to go.
Spaceship, guys.
They found hydrogen on Mars. I can repopulate that place.
Yeah. If I thrust the world into ruins, I'm gone. I'm looking for the next source of life.
I'm beasting it. Interstellar time.
Yep.
Yeah, alright. That was my pick.
Cool. Anything else you guys want to bring up? Anything interesting in the news?
Nah, dog.
Oh, there is a fantastic article on Polygon.
About
the fall of THQ. They made Saints Row the Third, they made a bunch of licensed games.
They haven't fallen yet?
No, they're out of business.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's about how that company went under. Like, they were a name to be reckoned with, like, back in...
THQ.
Yeah, like...
I just don't feel like they've been relevant since early 2000s.
Yeah, like, PlayStation 2?
Yeah, or... no, so PlayStation 2, that was, like, their kind of, like, dominance. And then as soon as, like, all of the... They mainly focused on licensed titles for kids and stuff like SpongeBob and all that.
Mm.
But as soon as that market went towards mobile instead of console, they didn't know how to transition. And it has, like... The article is... It's, like, it's really long, but it's fantastic. It goes through all, like, the internal politics and the struggle of changing a company from being primarily license-based to original IP,
yeah,
AAA-based and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic article. It's on their front page, I think. It's just The Fall of THQ.
Mm. Cool.
It's really interesting.
I'm gonna bring up one that's less interesting.
Tell me.
Uh-huh.
IGN had a vote of... What's wrong?
Just, I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be funny.
No, it's not. It's basically... They asked all their readers who they would put in their ultimate RPG party.
Oh, so it wasn't
Is
like...
Is it all Sephiroth?
No.
Is Sephiroth in it?
No.
What?
They have to be playable characters.
Oh, okay.
What if I hack the game?
No.
I just have a party of Aerith.
Cloud is in it.
Oh,
can
God.
You get? Okay, they put their top 10. Can you guess where Cloud placed?
Like one.
Fifth.
Wait, what do you guys say?
Fifth. One.
You're both wrong.
What?
Okay.
It was third.
Okay.
What?
Okay, who are the top... Like, who are
You'll
the
never leader? Guess who's number one.
Okay, can you tell me about all Come of in? Them? Like, do you know all of them?
I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
No. Top five?
I know the top three.
Okay, go.
First one is Garrus.
Really?
Number one? Mass Effect.
First Garrus?
One? Yeah, Garrus.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, the reptile dude?
Uh-huh.
That gets shot at?
Oh, what?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so I gotta let you borrow that.
You wanna know who number two is?
Who?
I gotta let you borrow Mass Effect.
Commander Shepard.
What? And then, and of course, Cloud.
And then Cloud. Yeah.
So were there anything other than Square Enix and BioWare characters on
nope.
this list?
Nope. There was one character from Fallout 3.
Who?
I don't know.
Was it the mutant?
Probably.
The story-breaking mutant?
I think so.
Yeah.
He looked like a mutant in his little photo.
Portrait.
You know what? Here, I'm going to pull up the list.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to show you. Okay.
So, Blevin, how's it going? Fine. Ignore me. Let's see how it is.
Okay. So, the first one I said was Garrus. Commander Shepard was number two.
Okay.
Cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, Ford, you're not going to guess.
Miranda.
No.
Damn.
You're
close. No.
Oh, so it's from Mass Effect.
Is it Ashley or the racist space race?
It's from a BioWare game.
Oh.
Morgan?
Guy?
Morrigan.
Yeah.
The witch. Number five, Revan.
Who's Revan?
From KOTOR.
Nope.
KOTOR?
KOTOR. Knights of the Old Republic. Star Wars.
No.
BioWare.
Nothing.
Number six, Aerith.
Boo!
What?
Number seven.
She's dead, though.
Number seven, Orin.
Okay, I'm down.
Number eight, Vivi. Number nine, Chrono.
From Chrono Trigger?
From Chrono Trigger.
Okay.
Number ten, the Keyblader himself, Sora.
What? This is so stupid. Everything was a Sony franchise. Or BioWare game.
Fan lists are dumb.
Do you guys... Okay, my favorite, though... What the fuck? Dog Meat was 16. Okay, sorry.
Dog Meat?
From Fallout
3. The dog?
Yeah. Fox from Fallout 3. Him's Fox. Fighter. Fighter Fox.
I don't know.
I don't know. The only other interesting one for me was... Pick number 17 was Red.
Like Red 13?
No.
Red.
Pokemon Red and Blue. Red.
Oh.
How can you be in your party?
Because you are Red in Pokemon Red.
You are Red.
Yeah.
I am Red.
Yeah. But there you go. I was a bit surprised that it was all Square and BioWare.
Yeah, right?
Not really. Because those are the party games.
I
thought they were talking about, like, party people, like Mario Party style.
No.
I'd roll dice with Cloud.
No. You'd play a minigame where you get blisters on your hand with Cloud?
Yeah.
No.
No, I there are a lot of other good franchises and stuff, but I think it's just the crowd that IGN caters to.
Well, those are the biggest names.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, but...
Like I think just the amount... Because IGN is one of the biggest, like, just entertainment sites,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of that is skewed to just mass appeal. Like, if you went on, like, a small... Like, if you went on NeoGAF, like, I don't think that list would be anywhere near the same thing.
I bet it would.
You bet it'd be exactly the same.
I bet you it'd be pretty damn similar. It would just be on a smaller scale, but I bet you'd be the same. Like, less people overall. But I just think that... It's weird because you always hear about talks of all these other great RPGs. Like, I don't know. I'm just surprised.
You know, other ones.
Just other ones. there, you know.
Like Legend of Dragoon. That's really good.
Like, I'm surprised like no one from Skyrim came up or anybody from...
Fusroda.
Sure. Why not?
Well, yeah, no, for sure. Because, I mean, I wanted Dart to show up.
Exactly.
A what?
You said Legend of Dragoon, you don't even know the main character's name. This kid!
I know.
Every episode.
I have it. I haven't played it.
This guy, he's like, I'm like, I know all the video games. And every time we bring up a video game, he's like, what is that?
You bring up weird ones.
Dart is the main character's
name! We bring up weird ones.
I know of the game. I haven't played it.
What? Why would you bring it up?
Because I know it's a game, and I hear it's really good.
I hate you. Get out of here.
God, I wish you'd die like Lavitz. You don't even know what that means. Yeah, see?
I don't know what that means.
Tina thinks it's super funny.
Harpoon?
I don't know what that means.
Let's just say that let's hope you mastered all your skills before he died.
Did he die?
No, because what happens is, you know in that game you have to press the buttons when you attack?
Sure.
Well, yeah, so to do your combos, like when you attack regularly.
He does not know the battle system.
Yeah, so basically when you attack, like your regular attack, you have to pick a combo that you want to do for the rest, you know, all your battles.
Yeah.
And the more you do them, the more levels up.
Oh, it's like...
So, like, there's going to be a square in the middle, and you have to press square right when it hits the middle every time. And, you know, they vary on techniques and stuff.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Speed and whatever. So, your spear guy at the beginning is super slow. Like, you could literally do all his commands, like, press.
Yeah.
Press. And then he dies. And the guy who takes over is like, press. We're like, what the hell? They literally ramped up the speed because it's a young dude, right?
And
it's like,
oh, okay.
Dude, you suck. Like,
I hate you.
So then lesson learned. Learn all your skills before Lavitz dies.
Yes, because they transfer over.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, let's move into our weeks. I'm going to open up.
Do it.
Because it's easy. I didn't really do anything this week.
So you pass.
What?
So you pass?
No. Well, I finished Space Battleship Yamato 2199.
Cool. How many episodes is that?
26.
Oh,
okay. Fantastic.
I was expecting you to say like 126.
No. I can't do those kind of animes. But, yeah. It's so good.
Tell me how good it is.
It's not extravagant. It doesn't blow your mind anyway, but it's just so good. It's a space opera.
Yeah, those kind of things are cool, because it's like... Like, with Avengers or, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, it's like, oh my god, that was amazing, flip out. But I had this, like, the feeling you're having with Yamato, I had with, like, Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, nothing, like made me go, oh, shit, Mm-hmm. But, like, it was just good. It was just a solid piece of film.
Yeah, it's a drama. It's a space opera. And...
Do they sing?
Nope.
Like I said... The opening song is hilarious.
Yeah, because it's super retro.
Yeah.
Like, it's a remake of the original Space Battleship Yamato. And even though everything's new, they still pull a lot of their themes from the 80s, or sorry, the 70s.
Okay.
So a lot of the songs and just the music is very old. A lot of the sound effects are very old. They're just slightly remixed from modern day stuff. But yeah, no. Like, I think I might like it more than Macross. Maybe like a little bit more. It's easily the best thing I've seen this year outside of things that are new.
Oh, okay.
I concur.
You know, you concur? Yeah. You know, in our little awards list, we have that one that's like the best, like the late to the party.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Space Bill is going to win that award.
Well, it's going to be at the top of your list. I don't know if it'll win.
No. You don't understand.
But we'll see.
You don't understand. Right. Anyway, that was my week. That's all I'm going to talk about. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Okay. What?
So I finally watched all of Beard Build Fighters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beard Fighters.
Beard Fighters, yep. My favorite was, you know, Guinness Gundam.
Oh.
But, yeah, so watching Build Fighters.
Yeah, here we go.
I realized that I know a lot about Gundam.
You sure do.
Like, would you say too much?
Too much. And Blaze knows as well.
I bet so.
Literally, when you watch every episode, we yell out what the Gundam is.
Hmm?
What it regularly is, and we freak out over every little thing. The one that I really freaked out about was the festival.
Oh, with the cameo specials?
Oh my god, it was insane!
Yeah.
And like, I asked TJ, and he said that he didn't even know half the people in there, but it was still a good episode. Like, that just speaks to the magic of the show, right? It's very simple and, you know, creative.
Uh-huh.
But man, everybody, so there's one scene with Domon when he's a kid, making the Burning Gundam, and his brother's right there with him, and his parents are there too.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the whole family. And the brother's obviously building the Spiegel Gundam from Germany. Because it's his Gundam.
They're at the table, right?
Yeah. No, he's building maybe the Devil Gundam. I don't know. But like, it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome! Mm-hmm. And then this kid beats this person, and it's the kid from 8th MST War in the Pocket. And then he goes to celebrate with two people. Yeah. And it's Bernie and Alex, I forget her name, but the two people from that show.
Yeah.
Who were dead at the end of the show, and now they're just, like, sitting there. And then when What's-His-Face realizes it's late, it's Char there with a pop can drinking.
And he's just, like...
He's just drinking and sitting, and then Lala comes up behind him with two ice creams. It's like, what? Like, these are all just... They have no excuse to be there, but
they
awesome.
Just show up.
They're just all references?
Yeah. It made me literally cry. Yeah. It was so awesome. Uso was making, like...
It was, like, the 20 minutes of just...
Yeah, like, Uso was making his Victory Gundam with his parents with him, who are dead.
And I believe they're at the place where there's the real-life one-to-one Gundam in the background with the Zaku, right?
Yeah. And then, like, what is it? You see, like, Haman in the background with the Princess Zabi, and some people from Gundam 00 are, like, pulling each other to go get some food. And it's like, what? This show's so good.
Rain's the announcer?
Yeah!
Yeah.
She's the jiggle
And she's
suit.
Wearing the suit.
The suit, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Gundams in this show are sick.
They're the best Gundams.
Yeah, and they just like, random Gundams have random modes from other Gundams.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Like, a random GM. So, like, there's a mode called the Exam Mode, which is used to fight against new types.
Yeah.
And then a random GM has it. And it's like, oh, that's sick. You can just, it's so...
You can just put it in there?
Yeah, it's just, it's really, really cool. So, I really liked it a lot. And all the characters were really, really fun. None of them were ever, like, too serious.
Yeah, the show never, it never, like...
Like, none of them were ever in danger.
Yeah.
Even at the end, it didn't even seem like they were in danger.
Yeah. The point of the show was, like, just have fun.
And the dad is the awesomest.
Oh, the master?
The dad.
Yeah.
He just has, like, the suited up Gundam all the time.
Yeah. So who was your favorite?
So my favorite...
Because we all know I like Tatsuya Yuki.
Really? Oh, you know Kawaguchi? What? Majin? Yeah. He is pretty sweet. But I think my favorite would have to be Isla. Because she gave me more funny moments than any other person.
Oh,
in the show. Because she acts so differently outside the suit. Than in the suit, and her fight with Reiji is like, oh, so awesome.
There were some points during their little exchange, her and Reiji, where I was like, this is kind of weird for a kid's show.
Yeah.
Where, like, he started sniffing her buns.
Yep. So,
what?
This, you showed me the 6 years later thing. Do Sayori and Chino get married?
They don't specify anything.
Because at the end, she says her name is, like,
no,
Chino Iori.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because it's, I know you're talking about the letter, right?
Yeah.
No.
It was
you
from both
know,
of them.
No, you should know this. It's not spelled in the correct way if they were...
Oh, okay.
Right? Because the Yori would be first.
Yeah, it's not her, right? Okay.
No. It's just, goodbye.
Man, there's so many cool Gundams in the show.
Which was your favorite?
My favorite Gundam?
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. But I was really, really impressed by the GM... That they fought with two brothers.
Because
it used everything.
The dog?
Even used little Zeon figurines.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And, like, the Abigor, I remember I used to have a toy of it, and I didn't know, like, what it was, and now I know its name and stuff, but...
That's the beetle-looking?
Yeah, the beetle-looking one from, Victory Gundam. And yeah, this show is just sick. Like, even the Gundams that are just fodder are sick-looking.
Yeah.
Because they're all different color, they all have extra stuff and...
Yeah.
Things. But I'm now watching Buildfighters trying to think... My favorite thing about Buildfighter Stride is that they use SD Gundams. And if you don't know, SD Gundams are my favorite Gundams.
Oh, yeah.
I used to draw them as a kid all the time, and I used to collect them all. And I love SD Gundams, especially the ones that are based off of, like, the Three Kingdoms stuff.
The Musha stuff?
Yeah, the Musha stuff. Like, have you seen the Leo Bay Gundam?
No.
It has, like...
No.
It's Strike Gundam. But this has Sword Pack, Launcher Pack, and then the Strike Pack?
Yeah.
If you put... The strike pack's a phoenix, the sword pack's, like, something, and then the launcher pack's a dragon. If you put it all together, he's, like, all, like, majestic and stuff.
Oh, cool.
It's really, really cool. So, yeah, I think that's my favorite.
Cool.
So, but yeah, I'm watching Buildfighters Try now, and I think I like it more only because of the main character.
Sekai? You like Sekai?
He's basically Domon's apprentice, and his master has to be Domon. Even in the opening, it's Domon.
It should be Domon, right?
And then he writes a letter to his master. He's like, hey, you're still in the Guiana Highlands, right?
Yeah, that's where they're training.
What? Like, that's totally it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, he can do, like, the serene state of mind and everything. And
yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. The show's just
and
awesome.
And he's going to have to learn the upgraded finger attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He has the flame ring around. Oh, the show's just so good.
Yeah. I'm more of the Fumina fan, but yeah.
Okay, explain to me her. Why does she dress like a skank all the time?
I don't understand.
She's a midriff all the time, right? No matter where she is.
Well, the thing is, it's supposed to be like her workout gear.
Yeah, but she's never working out.
I think they try and pin it as Gunpla is her workout.
She looks like a skank all the time.
She does. It doesn't help that she's supposed to be like a super young teenager,
right?
With huge tits.
Yeah.
Right?
And Gyanko is like, she's just chubby, right?
I think so, yeah.
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 I didn't know she was in the the ending of Guildfighters. She's there, like, admiring her brother.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I love the show.
With the shield, yeah.
Yeah, everything about the show is just awesome. Blaze's Gundam favorite gun apparently is Sengoku Astray.
Oh, yeah. Which
I didn't realize that he had his arms folded every time he fights.
He does. Yeah, and it's his other arms that do the swords. Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah, yeah. That's a cool Gundam.
Yeah,
cool
man. Gundam. I think we should all start getting into Gunplas.
I've been there for the past year.
Yeah, but we should fight them.
Oh!
You mean we should go to Japan and...
No,
you mean like you want to sit down and fight with them.
Yeah, man. Like, sit there and then like, I'll move my arm and be like, Anthony, I'm going to smash you. Pew, pew. You
do I'm down. We should film this. We should film this.
Yes.
Yes. I'm down.
I have that one Gundam.
No, we should do it with the puppet strings.
Also a jet.
What?
With puppet strings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we will get popsicle sticks and fishing wire.
I don't know if their joints are loose enough.
Who cares? Who cares?
Also, I splurged a bit. I told you guys. And I also bought all the updated volumes of the hardcover of Fables. And I've been reading the story again.
Fables.
And man, this show is as good as I remember it being.
Yeah.
And now that I've read some of the original Fables, as in what they're originally from, and I read it again now, I recognize more characters than before, so it's actually really, really a lot of fun.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, definitely worth a read. I think it's the best comic out there, so.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's been my week, yo.
Sweet.
Yeah, Guildfighters.
Anthony, your week?
My week's been more Kingdom Hearts.
Yay. I beat it. Yay. And yeah. How do you feel about it?
I feel that I really enjoy that game, and I let the sometimes annoying fandom make me hate it.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, if you like something, you like something.
I know, right?
I don't know why you let other people influence you.
I know, it's bad.
Do you understand the story?
Of course not. Of course
it doesn't. No, it's all nuts and bananas. No, I rewatched.
That's a dumb question, Blaven.
Yeah, so Darkness is Zero is actually Ansem, who's also.
Everybody within them has a nobody and a heartless.
Yeah.
Except for the Princesses of Light. So that explains why Kairi has a nobody, but doesn't have a heartless, because she is a chosen princess of light. And then the 7 princesses of light and the 13 organization members represent the 7 light pieces and the 13 dark pieces that exploded from the X-Blade in Birth by Sleep.
You lost everybody, okay? Forget it.
It's dumb. Yeah, I learned some guy's name, Diz. Apparently, it stands for Darkness in Zero.
Obviously.
And I'm like, Kingdom Hearts is stupid.
Yeah, you didn't get that from the acronym?
Oh, my bad.
We all got it right away. Yeah. I called Vince when we were in high school. Like, hey, Vince, does it mean Darkness in Zero? Like, yeah, I think it does, Blaven. Yay,
totally
high school Blaven.
It really relates to all this garbage.
It's so bad, the story.
It's so insane.
Like, and their names, it doesn't help that they're all the same names. Zenmus, Zenahorde, Zenmus.
And then all the... So all the...
Xenoblade.
So all of the...
Tales of Xillia.
Yeah, pretty much. All of the organization members, because they are nobodies, their names... Actually, nobodies get their names by rearranging the letters of the
real person.
The real person's name and adding an X.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's like Roxas, and then apparently Axel, Xemnas, all that stuff. And what I got from the story is that, man, Kingdom Hearts is dumb.
Okay.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is super dumb.
Welcome Kingdom to Hearts is so dumb.
How hot is Naminé, though, right?
Kingdom Hearts is dumb.
That girl, though, right?
Maybe if I were still 12 when this game came out, sure.
Yo, Anthony, you must have loved fighting the Blue-Eyes White Dragon at the end.
Oh, yeah, fighting the Skyscraper Dragon. Man, and like...
And that dude on the throne.
I think he's just the king of the nobodies, because he has a power from every single one of the organization. He has a single power from every one of them.
Yeah, but he's never mentioned until now.
It's
he's just
true.
There, he's sitting he's on the chilling. Sweet throne.
He's chilling.
And how ugly is Mickey's Keyblade?
I like it.
What?
The Kingdom Key D.
It's
from the Dark Realm.
We know Anthony's tastes and things are usually a bit off.
Oh, okay, yes, it's like pure gold. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's like instead of the hilt being gold, the whole blade is gold.
So gross.
There we go.
So gross. What's your favorite Keyblade?
My favorite Keyblade?
Here we go. No subtlety.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my god, I love the Ultimate Keyblade. The
Ultimate Keyblade's really good.
Yes.
That's what we thought you would say.
It's
all sparkly
shit. I
don't know.
I have to come back to me next week. I'll pick a favorite.
What's yours?
I think, is it the Lionheart?
Oh, from Leon?
What, Leon's?
Yeah.
Oh, it does look sick. Yeah. My favorite is the Rambling Rose.
That one's nice, too, where the key parts are the roses.
Well, yeah. The key part is a rose. Yeah. It's about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Oh, that one, yeah.
You're such a noob. You already forgot.
I did. I'm using it right now, too.
What? The Rambling Rose?
Wait. Beauty, that's from the first one. What's the second one's one?
Oh, I don't know.
It's got, like, it has, like, Beast's Fist on it, and it gives you Finisher Plus.
Yeah. But yeah, man, like, did you end up beating all the organization people?
I beat all the optional ones. So there's ones that are... So there's the main people in organization. And then there's ones in the absent silhouettes, which I mentioned last week, which is a final mix thing. Yeah. And so I beat all those. And now I just... So I spent pretty much all day yesterday, from when I got off work to when I went to sleep, grinding out drives.
Sounds like an effective use of time.
It is.
Did you even do your unknown drive?
Final form?
No, the other one.
Anti-Sora?
Yeah.
No, it's too random.
That form sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Dick.
That form's great.
So I learned a couple things by doing this, is that if you change drives while you are not in combat, you will never change into Anti-Sora. If you... If you are in a drive... and you go to a save point and you warp out to the world, you will enter the net world again with max drive.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah. You're so behind.
I know. I didn't know that.
Were you doing the trick in the Colosseum?
What's the trick in the Colosseum?
It's like you go in and out of one of the fights and just like keep doing it again over and over again.
I use different ones. So I did that thing for Valor Form. So
that's this. You know this trick, right?
Where you go into the one, you just go into one battle and then you exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have max again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that, I think, for Valor Form, where it levels up based on hits. For Wisdom Form, which levels up based on how many Heartless you've killed, I went to the Retro Land.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's this one room in Mickey's house where there's just a bunch, and you just use Fire Aga and just wreck them. Then you kick back out to the Disney Temple and then go back in because it counts as changing worlds. For Master Form, which is you go to Mulan's world because it levels up based on drive orbs.
Yep.
And that place drops the most drive orbs. Final Form, you do. I found a route in the world that never was, which because it levels up based on killing nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new one called Limit Form, I just did through gameplay progression.
Limit Form?
Yeah. So that one, it uses all of.
Oh, he looks like.
He looks like old school KH1 Sora. And he uses all those moves and stuff. It's pretty cool. So there's a new cave called the Cave of Remembrance. And to get through it all the way to the end, you need level 3 of every single one of those drive skills. Because there's certain areas you can't get past without them. And then it all goes into a secret area where the organization has stored their personal data within a computer. And you can fight all 13 members of the organization.
You beat all them?
No, they're crazy hard. Like, yeah. I'm only level 60 right now, and, like, I think I need to be, like, level 99 for that, so.
You're not at max level yet?
No.
Yeah, what is this?
So
what?
I tried to do my Pride Rock thing.
Yeah.
But they changed it, I think, to where when I kill the little floaty guys on Pride Rock, they drop health orbs now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, mana crystals.
Oh, mana.
So I can't stay in critical mode to get those bonuses anymore, so I can't just cheese it. So I gotta find a new way of doing it. But the other part, the other new game plus, or I got a new game plus, but the other optional stuff I've been doing is a thing called Mushroom 13.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Where around all the worlds, there is a black mushroom that represents one of the organization members.
Yes.
And you have to complete a mini game based on their power. So one of the mini games is from, represents, who was it? The final boss.
Mm-hmm.
Xemnas, and so you have to carefully use that reversal command around him and try and hit him 99 times within like 30 seconds. But yeah, there's tricks to do all this. They're all really hard, but they all require like cheesing the game, having like, there's a mode where when you're out of MP, finishers are disabled, so you can have an endless combo. And also just abusing your drive gauges. So, yeah.
This game is sweet.
Yeah, from that you get a special Keyblade.
Yeah, but you know, this game is nothing without Sephiroth.
Yeah, he's hard.
What?
He's really hard. He's really hard. So I haven't beat Sephiroth yet either, so.
What a noob.
What are you doing with your time?
I got the Ultimate Keyblade. That's what I've been doing mostly.
Oh, that does take a while.
Yeah, I had to get one of every single gem to get all the Orcalcum Pluses.
Orcalcum Plus. There's only like a limited amount of them.
Yeah, there's only 7.
Don't use them all.
Yeah, well, you can't use the Pluses on anything else.
Except for you?
Except for the Ultimate Keyblade. You can use Orcalcums regular on other stuff, but apparently you can make Orcalcums now.
Oh, so, that's weird. Because before I used to have to pick between giving one to save the queen or one.
Yeah, like I gave Donald. I had Goofy save the king plus, but I didn't have Donald save the queen plus.
You suck?
Yeah, so it sucked.
Oh, yeah, I know why. Because Anthony spends all his time doing gummy shit.
Oh, yeah! That's the other part of this game.
Oh, yeah, Anthony has extra hours.
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
I almost have...
Shut up. No one cares.
I almost have every single route S-ranked in Gummy Ship.
Oh, my God. You totally just sit there and do Gummy Ship stuff.
I love Gummy Ship missions. They're the best.
Play a real shoot 'em up.
I do. I'm playing that World Ignition game on Steam.
Go play Ikaruga or something.
I do play that on Steam. It's true. But yeah, like, Gummy Ship is so fun. Like, I don't understand why you guys hate this.
Hey, Vince, do you like it?
No.
Me neither.
Cool.
I don't understand. Like, you guys are weird.
It's so shitty.
It's so fun. What kind of balls?
It's worse than Star Fox 64.
It's better than Star Fox 64.
What?
I just want
to... I'll put it out there. Gummy Ship missions are better than Star Fox 64.
I just want to get to the battles.
Gummy Ship is endless battles. Space battles.
Awful.
Spaceship.
It's not even space. It's just one programmer was sitting there like, we have all these extra assets. What can we do with them? I don't know. Throw them in the fucking place. Put in the background. Here we go.
You know how many times I did the Gummy Ship stuff once I got the warp drive? None.
I agree. The minute they put the warp thing in, I'm like, awesome. Awesome.
I went through them. Multiple times. Because there's multiple missions for each
route.
Does
it help you in any way in real life? No. Like in the game?
In the game, you get better Gummy Ship parts.
Oh, so you don't actually power up Sora in any way.
No!
At least in Final Fantasy VIII, when I played the card game, I can like get some sweet stuff out of it. But this, this is just wrong.
Gummy Ship's great.
If I ever bought the Kingdom Hearts series, I would cut Gummy Ships out.
Good thing you don't own it. Okay. But yeah, so... strategy for that is that you make what's called a square ship or a shape ship.
Are we still talking about this?
And you just make a square.
That was Spinners in the Basement, guys.
And you put a bunch of guns in it, and that's it. But also in Final Mix, they have teeny ships, which are like little Gradius side ships, like options now. So when you get to level 30 and
he just keeps talking.
And you go into Berserk mode. The teeny ships actually home in on people.
What?
Yeah. So when you get into the level 30 medal in Gummy Ships, you go into a mode where all your shots have a little bit of homing, and also all the coins that pop out automatically come to you, so you don't have to fly into them anymore.
Hmm.
So also what these teeny ships do
exactly.
So also what these teeny ships do is that now when they're in Berserk mode, they home in on them, and it makes clearing a lot more efficient.
That's crazy. I can't believe you know all about this. I didn't even know there was maps.
Yeah, when you collect all the gold orbs, you go up metal ranks and the maps.
I just want to go from point A to point B, bro.
So yeah, there's three different modes. There's the high score mode.
Oh man, this is awesome.
Or sorry, there's the metal mode, which you get up to level 30. There's the kill as many ships as you possibly can mode. You just stopped recording, didn't you?
When you're done.
Come on! What do you do?
No, it's recording. What are you doing?
I didn't trust you.
I'm just going to cut it out.
Oh, okay. And then there's the high score mode where you have to manually switch the four areas you go around.
Uh-huh.
And then after you S rank those, each of those has an EX version where you have to complete it in a specific, with a specific constraint. Like, you have to have...
God damn it, they wasted so much time taking out this, bringing out this game because they had to do all this gummy shit in HD.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Damn it.
I got how much more shit's going to be in Kingdom Hearts 3?
I got a pirate flag for my ship. And it gives me plus 50 power. For a very low cost. It's very efficient. So yeah. Kingdom Hearts.
Really awesome. What's your other thing you've been doing this week?
Oh, I've been playing Jet Set Radio. Okay. They made a remake of Jet Set. So a while ago they came out with an HD version of the original Jet Grind Radio in Japan.
That they did.
And so I've had it in my Steam list for a long time. I just decided to play it. And there are a lot of things about that game that are hard to play that Jet Set Radio Future made better. Like, in just terms of movement and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, just graffiti. Like, me having to sit there and do the little, like, there's joystick motion, so I have to, like, do a curve or do side to side or something to do big murals and stuff. Yep. Those are really annoying when you have all the cops around you and doing all that stuff, so... I just wish it was Jet Set Radio Future kind of instead. But yeah, it's awesome listening to all that music again.
Darn.
And all their sweet, sweet rollerblades with giant headphones.
Get the OST?
I have it.
Oh. Listen to it.
I do.
Good.
I like listening to it in the game. But yeah, there's a lot of, there's...
You should listen to it while you're graffitiing stuff.
I did.
IRL. But do it on a canvas, because graffiti's illegal.
Dude, graffiti's illegal, kids.
Remember, just go to a public place and bring your canvas. And then spray. Tag it on site.
I wonder if that would be confusing, like a cop comes up to you, you glued your canvas to a wall, and you're spray painting on the canvas.
And you take it out and be
hey,
like,
what are you doing? On the canvas, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, yo, hella Kingdom Hearts, son. Yeah. I haven't even touched Birth by Sleep yet.
I still have to beat that game.
But that's next. So,
Sleep by Birth.
Honestly, I don't know why I bought these games.
Me neither. I'm never gonna get to them.
No, because it's gonna be on the PS4, and then I'm gonna be like, well, "What am I gonna do with these ones?"
Oh yeah, that they announced. Square announced that they're bringing Final Fantasy X and X-2 remastered to the PS4.
Yeah.
Because of greedy fucks.
No, because they know we're stupid people.
Sure. I'm not gonna buy it though.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not gonna buy it.
No, Anthony, you know why you're gonna buy it?
Tell me.
Because Kingdom Hearts 3 is gonna come out, and it's gonna be like, you want that demo of Kingdom Hearts 3? Comes with Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 HD Remix Plus Extra.
Shit. Plus new gummy ship routes!
Exactly, see?
No! I'm looking at the Keyblades, I'm trying to figure out what my favorite Keyblade is.
You're awful.
No, it's the X-Blade. Fuck it.
The X-Blade? Oh, yeah. God.
The two Keyblades put together
because
Light and Darkness
I know.
It's awesome.
You're the worst.
I'm all about that X-Blade, son.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. We're good? You guys don't have anything else you want to...
No, not after that, Travis.
This is the last time you're going to be able to talk to the audience before Christmas.
Until the new year.
Yeah, anything you want to tell... No, we'll have one more episode. We have the award show next week.
Yeah, but we're not telling them our weeks in the award show.
No, but I'm just saying. Any messages you want to give out there to the...
Yo, late to the party?
Fans?
Gummy shit missions.
To the fans out there, thank you for listening this whole freaking year. Seriously.
Okay.
Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of loyal fans up in
this. It's been a disaster.
Up in this hizzy.
A disaster for who?
Us. We got lazy sometimes. We accidentally erased one. The ghost cast.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just assumed that never happened.
No, that actually happened.
I don't believe you.
It actually
happened. Still.
There's no data to prove it, so...
There was a Twitter picture of me looking really sad.
Yeah, but Anthony, I could just take a picture today looking really sad.
That's just my face.
Hey, Anthony, what?
Well, then that even deproves that other picture.
It's like, hey, Anthony, what? Gummy ship sucks. Oh. Click.
I'm never answering a phone call from you guys again. Text only.
But yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
I also appreciate your patronage.
I appreciate your candor in this matter.
Okay.
If you hear me on another podcast, it's not because I hate this one.
What? You're on another podcast.
What?
See ya.
What?
Next week.
What?
What?
Y'all on vibrate since you're all on your phones?
Absolutely. I'm on mute. Is that okay?
I'd rather you just turn it off.
But I need my picks.
Anthony's got a hot day? Who the girl?
What?
Who the girl? Was it like...
Did I tell you I tried to go on a Tinder date?
Oh my god! Save this for the show.
No!
You're still on.
No, it's bad. It's,
no, okay, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't right nice. Because it didn't happen.
Start now.
I got stuck.
Start this right now!
We need deets.
Yeah, we need deets.
He just said nothing happened.
No,
yeah.
Shut up. Start it. I want to know why I got stood up.
Yeah, there's nothing to say.
I don't know. Welcome to 2 Nerds in a Basement. On today's episode, Anthony gets stood up. What's up?
I don't know what happened.
No, tell me.
We're supposed to go meet at the movie theater.
Can you probably start this?
Okay, I'll start. Jeez. I don't want this to be on the air.
I totally do.
I don't.
I put all my stuff out there.
You're comfortable with that.
And so am I. About to take your stuff.
Kenny, Joe, quiet. Quiet on set. Clear.